Hey everybody, Ben F. The Bono Podcast, and we've got breaking news. Sort of. Blood Bowl 3 landed last week with their most recent season, and they went live with Wood Elves. And within that were a few extra star players that we hadn't seen on the pitch yet. In fact, I was planning to do some recording today and talk about what we might see next. One of them was this player here. Now, Jordel Freshbreeze is an infamous Blood Bowl player, so the fact that he's returning to the pitch is not a surprise at all. But today, Games Workshop on the Warhammer community dropped an article revealing the new model, and I think, based on the Blood Bowl 3 stats, we know what he's going to be doing. Okay, so over on Warcom, not only is it just 2 days to go for Adepticon, there'll be no Blood Bowl news there, I don't think, so don't have to worry about getting up in the middle of the night for that one. Now, typical on the Warcom website, you have to go to All News and Features to find it. Jordel Freshbreeze, the nimblest living Blood Bowl player, limbers up and leaps onto the gridiron. So let's have a look at the article here. We'll skip the Bob and Jim stuff. Right. Elegant, tenacious and acrobatic, but enough about the Blood Bowl gnome team. Oh, very good. It's time to talk about one of the greatest star players to have ever graced the gridiron, Jordel Freshbreeze. This elven legend runs rings around his opponents, dancing through defensive lines with ease and snatching the ball away before most players even realize they're throwing empty air. First of all, we've got a picture of the model here, and I think now would be a good time to talk about it. First things first, love the shoes. So I love this. They've gone with a pretty much classic and very dynamic Wood Elf War Dancer model, which I think is really, really, really cool. Yes, I know there's going to be tons of you out there that's like, well, there's only 1 foot on the ground, but we can see there's a nice little mound there. So at least the contact point to the base is going to be pretty big, and it looks a little bit like the way the fabric is swirling around might link up with either the grass or the ankle and kind of just at least make that bit stronger. Maybe not, I could be wrong, but hey, the fact that he's in the Green Bay Packers colours is absolutely fantastic. The fact he's got a chainmail coif there, chainmail sleeve, I think is brilliant, because that with the punch dagger is so third edition Blood Bowl that I love it. That just harkens back to the older models. It's very, very, very indicative of Blood Bowl. And then he's got wicked sneakers on as well, which I think is really, really fun. And they did this with Scylla, didn't they? They gave him his big old Blood Bowl socks. The fact he's got big old Blood Bowl shoes is pretty wicked. So his prowess often has a violent effect on games, with matches devolving further into roving skirmishes as frustrated players forsake touchdowns to lay their hands on the pompous elf. Though few have ever managed so much as to disturb a single hair on his Wood Elf War Dancer's immaculate mohawk. Movement 8 alongside agility 1 plus lets him outmaneuver even the swiftest gutter runner. Well, we'll have to see about that. He adds block, dodge, sidestep, a leap. Ooh, and a winning smile to provide the complete line-breaking package. Okay, so movement 8, edge 1 plus, blodger, blodge step, and he's got leap. Now, leap with edge 1 plus is actually going to be pretty good. You're going to have at least a minimum of minus 1, which means he will often swing. If you're leaping one guy, it's going to be 2+. If you're leaping two guys, it's going to be 3+. So he's going to have a decent chance at some unnecessary plays. He's still not as good as the Slan for hopping around, but he's not a frog, so that kind of makes sense. Even if the enemy team has him locked in a Gordian knot of overlapping tackle zones, swift as the breeze ensures that once per game he can choose to pass a single dodge, leap, or rush test on a 2+, which is why he's retained the Blink and You Missed It award for 318 years running. Okay, let's have a look at his special power then. Swift as the breeze. Once per game, Jordel can choose to pass a single dodge, leap, or rush test on a 2+, regardless of modifiers. All right, this is dirty. Okay, so everything I just said about leap, please ignore, because you're going to be leaping once per game with him, and it is going to be on a 2+. So he's going to be blodge stepping in there, paratrooping in there, literally just jumping up in the sky and coming back down as if he's in Dragon Ball Z into the midst of any cage, any gaggle of players. That is interesting. That is potent. That is potent. Right. An inspiration to War Dancers everywhere. Jordel can be hired by High Elf, Wood Elf, and Dark Elf and Elven Union teams for the bargain basement price of 250,000 gold pieces. An absolute steal for a star player with a rap sheet of eye-watering stats. Feeling starstruck, you'll be able to hire Jordel Freshbreeze for signing, photo opportunities, and more later in the year when he's made available as an expert kit from Forge World Resin. Okay. Okie dokie. All right, first things first, we've got a new model. Do we like the model? I think it's pretty good. I don't think it's the best Forge World model, but as far as the Elven Star players have gone, it is pretty cool, and it's very, very, very evocative of Jordel Freshbeast. So Jordel Freshbeast is like the epitome of elf shenanigan. He is a souped up war dancer. It's really interesting because Morg is a terror, is a blight on the game in some circumstances. Griff is Tom Brady that can move. So he's just the ultimate groan test is Griff. Hack Flem is just shifty shenanigans and, you know, as a Skaven, I'm proud of him. As a Blood Bowl player, it's sleazy, but it's what they do. Now you've got Jordel. Okay, at 20k more than Hackers, Edge 1 plus with an auto leap, basically. All right, 2 plus. Which looks like can be rerolled as normal because it just says pass on a 2 plus. Yeah, I know you got Loner, but okay, that's fine. Movement 8, strength 3. I mean, the difference here is movement 9 versus Hack Flem of, movement 9 for Hack Flem is strength 3 versus this guy, movement 8. Edge 1 plus is the same. I don't think he's going to be as egregious as Hack Flem with a higher price point as well, and playing for the teams that he plays for, this is going to be one of those. I think this is, he's going to be top 5, but the elf teams don't take that much inducement. 250k is a massive amount to give up in an elf team. That's two of your best positionals gone and you're running linemen. So this, I think, is going to be awesome for leagues, for elf teams that are punching, and probably very, very useful in Blood Bowl 3, where there's such a bash meta, elf teams are going to take a hooning, and actually having a star player like this is going to be good, although it does stunt your growth in a league environment, because he's going to be getting the SPP potentially. That leap is really good, but all it does is get you in there. With strength 3, yeah, he's got Bloodstep, you're going to leap anywhere you want to leap, but you're still probably going to be stuck with a 1 die block after that, unless this guy has Strip Ball, which I don't think is the case. So, cool model, cool player. What we're going to do is have a quick shifty at the old stats from the old, well, not the old stats, the stats from Blood Bowl 3, essentially. And I think we will know what he does. So Blood Bowl 3 version, we've got it up on the screen. Now, one thing to call out is that Kraken Face turned out to have slightly different stats in Blood Bowl 3 when it landed than when it came out on tabletop, as in the edge was different. However, I don't think anything here looks particularly different to me. Movement 8 been confirmed by the article. Edge 1 plus been confirmed by the article. Strength 3 feels right and is what you had last time. Armor 8 plus. Armor 7 in the old edition, so that's about right. And skills-wise, we're looking to be having Loner, Diving Catch, Dodge, Leap, and Sidestep, and Block. So Block, Dodge, Leap, Sidestep, Loner, Diving Catch, potentially. I guess that's what that Diving Catch is. Is that right? Sidestep, Dodge, Block, Leap, Loner, and Diving Catch are the other two standing out there. And it looks like that is confirmed. So 250k is a lot for an elf team, but this guy is going to be one of those players that you build the team around, I think. So it could be really fun for tournaments. And when you run him in league, he's going to make a pretty decent impact. So I actually love this. I like the model. Love the colours, obviously, being a Packers fan. There's my Packers helmet. This is interesting. Now, whether you think elves need this and whether you think we need Muirga star players or not in Blood Bowl is definitely one to consider, and I want to hear your thoughts on that, because for now we're going to wrap up, but we will be back soon with more Blood Bowl content, undoubtedly. Happy blocking.
Thanks very much for watching. We really appreciate your support. If you want to support the channel even further, please like and subscribe. It really does help us out. Or come join us on YouTube members or in Patreon, where you can get exclusive access to some content, some loot, early access to basically everything we do, as well as regular competitions. Or you can pick up some Bonehead Podcast loot either on our website at boneheadpodcast.com. We've got the Dungeon Bowl things, we've got tokens and stuff like that, or on our Spreadshirt site as well. Everything you do just helps us make more content and hopefully do it of better quality. Anyway, thank you very much for watching. Happy blocking.